Doc and Jesse here with Jim from the NEPA Pizza Review, and Valentine's Day is coming up next week. What should we do, Jim?
Love is in the air, Valentine's Day next week, and I have for you the perfect gift for your pizza lover in your life, and that is a heart-shaped pizza. 7 or 8 years ago, I was still dating my wife, and she was looking for a good gift for
me. You should date your wife every day, by the way.
Yeah. Sure.
Side note.
And she deserves it. Yeah. We just got to get the pizza prince to go to sleep so that we can get a date night.
I love the way you refer to your son as the pizza prince.
Yeah.
You got a little, it's all about branding, you know.
I know.
We were dating. She wanted to send me a pizza, a heart-shaped pizza in the office, and she was calling around everywhere because she saw this on Pinterest, and nobody she could find locally had it. So finally, she connected with Rosario's in Clark Summit. He said, well, we don't do it, but I'll do it for you, whatever it is. And he even went so far as to make heart-shaped pepperoni using a cookie cutter.
That's awesome.
Which was pretty cool.
It's funny you say that it kind of had a resurgence, because I remember my mom used to do this when we were kids. We would always get a heart-shaped pizza. My husband and I started dating about 8 years ago, and I was telling him about it, and he's like, I have never heard of this. It used to be from Januzzi's when we were a kid. Now we get it from Alfredo's in Scranton, and that's like our thing every Valentine's Day.
Great tradition, right?
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Fun. It's, you know, a little different, and it's just a great way to celebrate, I think. And instead of candy, you get pizza, you know, so
everybody loves pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't give you cavities. It's funny, though. I've seen a few over the years, and you see some great ones. Like, oh, yeah, that's definitely a heart. And then you see some other things like, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Pizza looks like, doesn't look at all like a heart. Right?
Yeah, and some places, like Adam from Mifflin Pizza, you saw he was twirling the dough here. He makes the most beautiful one. He won the award last year on my website for the prettiest heart-shaped pizza, but he also makes pepperoni roses down there, so it's crazy.
Oh, that's where I'm going then. Adam, we're coming your way, buddy.
It'll be worth it, but I have to warn you, Valentine's Day is on a Friday, so it's going to be busy. So if you're calling in on Friday night between like 5 and 7, they do take a little time to make, so just be prepared to wait and temper your expectations.
Well, last week we were talking about pre-ordering for the Super Bowl. Now, what about for Valentine's Day? Is it worth pre-ordering?
I would certainly do that. I would call ahead at least a day in advance or something like that, or celebrate on lunch or something. Send the pizza to someone, or, you know, pick it up at 4 o'clock on your way home before the dinner rush.
Doc, why don't you take a note? We're a week in advance, where you place the order today, and you're not doing the panicky thing next week of, oh my God, I waited, and now I don't know what to get my wife.
Well, I was going to ask Jim, because he's obviously a big time lover. Do you buy your wife any other gifts besides a heart-shaped pizza? Is that it?
Over the years, we try to get
creative. I'm going to follow your lead, whatever you say.
So. We're sort of down with giving the kids the gifts these days, but over the years, we've gotten some different things.
That's pizza at the house.
Yeah. We have fun. We try to get out, and we actually do go for pizza on Valentine's Day.
Surprise!
We keep it
breaking
simple.
News.
We're simple folks.
That's good. So, Jim, how do people follow you?
You can check out my website, nepapizzareview.com, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
All right, buddy. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys.